Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
We played extremely hard. I was proud of how hard our guys played, and they raised their intensity level, physicality down the stretch, and we didn't battle through the adversity well enough.
Magic found out what it's going to be like to play without the services of Nick Vucevic, and I thought it manifested itself in the fourth quarter last night in a game against your in-state rivalry, the Miami Heat, and we're going to talk about it here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. How about this, guys? Last night, Josh Richardson scored 14 of his 20 points in the final quarter, and Wayne Ellington made 4 3-pointers in the final frame as the Magic were outpaced 39-21 in the fourth quarter. The Magic now lost for the... The Magic have now lost for the 9th consecutive time and now own 2 losing streaks of at least 9 games this season. So that's what we're talking about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. My name is Aaron Berlin. Our producer's name is Sam Davis. In a matter of moments, we're going to be joined by the one and only. His name is John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. He's going to try and make sense of what the Magic are trying to do, where they go from here, now 35 games in. What is left really for the rest of the season with how they've been decimated by injuries? What kind of course of action should they take over these final 40-some-odd games? So 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145 is the call-in number, and I want to go ahead and welcome in. His name is John Denton, and JD, I'll tell you what, I admire the work you're doing right now because it's not very easy with the way this basketball team has had to deal with injuries and some of the storylines that are around them. But I thought last night we kind of got a glimpse of what it's going to be like without or life without the services of Nick Vucevic.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, it's tough because the Magic really leaned on Vuce big time. You know, when Aaron and Evan Fournier been out, they've leaned on Vuce big time. He's responded. They've kind of run the offense through him. We all saw the triple-double numbers he put up in Atlanta. Vuce is averaging a career high in assists. He's leading the team in rebounding 6th straight year. So, you know, you knew with him being out, this team was really going to have to remake itself. And, you know, we kind of got a glimpse of that last night. There was a lot more drive and kick, a lot more dribble handoff stuff, a lot more perimeter-oriented. The team played really well for a half. I thought the second unit had one of its best stretches of the season in the second quarter. You know, the Magic are up 10. They're rolling along in that third quarter, and then, you know, turnovers hit. And you see where, you know, when the game's hanging in the balance, guys maybe tried to do a little too much. They tried to, you know, split double teams that weren't there, tried to hit gaps that weren't there, and they led to turnovers. And, you know, that's the easiest way for the other team to get going is to create turnovers. And if the Magic can clean that up, I really think this team could be in position to get a much-needed win Thursday night against Detroit.
I was going to say, I like the sound of that, John, because, you watch this team over the course of the last 9 games, and it's not their fault. Sometimes in sports, we talk about it all the time. There's highs and lows of every season. It's just a matter of how you get through them. But with what this Magic team is dealing with right now, this is unprecedented. I've been here 4 years, and I've never seen a team at any level that I've covered deal with injuries the way this Magic team has had to deal with during this really month of December and late into November.
Yeah, you know, you hear a lot of players. I mean, Magic have a lot of players who've been around the league for a long time. I mean, Aaron Aflalos, he's never seen anything like this. Mo Spates, that has been, you know, a long time. Where you go through a season and 4 of your 5 starters on opening night are gone. I mean, no team in the league is going to win if you take 4 starters, you know, all off the team. I mean, take Cleveland, take Golden State, even as deep as Golden State is, you take 4 of their best players off, they're not going to win. So it puts you behind the 8-ball, but you know, this team just has to find a way to end this streak, get over the hump. You know, getting Evan Fournier back last night was really big. I think we saw, you know, that first quarter, second quarter, the way he played. He blocked the shot on Tyler Johnson. He sprinted back. He drilled the 3 and kind of turned and screamed at the bench, and the bench was up yelling. And, you know, Evan Fournier, it means so much to this team for the toughness he provides, the shot-making he provides, and that emotion he plays with. You get Isaac back, and maybe there's an outside shot. You get Aaron Gordon back tomorrow night. You can finally see this team becoming whole again. And, you know you're not going to have Vuce, but if you can get Evan and Aaron and Isaac back, I mean, then you can start, you know, getting in these games and winning these games in the fourth quarter.
All right, John, let's talk about getting Evan Fournier back, because that's where I was going to go next. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, this team listed Evan Fournier as inactive about probably about 25 minutes prior to tip-off, and then he was a late addition. That goes to the toughness that you're talking about. You know, they had initially ruled him out, but I get the feeling, and this is nothing that I know of, nothing that I've heard, that he went and he said, I want to play tonight and help this basketball team win a game.
Yeah, you know, it's been killing Evan, you know, to get hurt like this. Like he said the other day, you know, you do everything, you get your body right, you get your game right, you work all those hours in the gym, and then you land on a teammate's foot, and you know, you're out for 2 or 3 weeks, and you're battling that. And he kept calling it a dumb injury. It's just a stupid injury, you know. You come down on somebody's foot, and it knocks you out for 3 weeks after, you know, you've done everything in your power to get yourself right. He's the emotional leader of this team. I mean, we all know Aaron Gordon's the leading scorer right now, but you know, when the Magic need a basket, when it's a close game, when it's tight, they put the ball in Evan Fournier's hand. There's a hammer play that Frank Vogel runs where Evan runs off a couple of screens, and you know, they've won so many games by him making big shots, and you know, he wants the ball in that situation. So having him back is a huge step in the right direction. You know, his lungs were a little bit on fire last night. You missed 2.5 weeks. His conditioning was lacking a little bit. We saw him tail off in the second half. But the way he played in the first half, if he can extend that, you know, I really think the Magic can get back on track, because he's such a key part of this team.
I like that. Lungs on fire. I'm going to have to use that at some point and steal that from you, JD. But you're right. Evan last night goes for 14 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 from beyond 3, plays 30 minutes. Now to the other side, the Magic get their rookie back in Jonathan Isaac, and I thought at times – you know, he looked like a guy that hasn't played a lot of basketball. I think just 15 games and 35 total for this Magic team. But just getting him back into the fray and having an extra body and everything that he can soak up and absorb right now is what's really important for Jonathan Isaac, and not necessarily the stat line, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. You know, he's got to get out there and make mistakes. He's got to get, you know, minutes. He's got to get knocked around. The Magic need him to stay healthy more than anything right now. They need him on the floor. They need him learning. You know, this has to be a huge development year for him. And Frank said today, he said every film session, every practice, you know, has to be all about him learning and you know, figuring out how to play this game at the professional level. And we've all seen him when he's healthy, the kid can absolutely play. His IQ is off the charts. He does so many things well. He's the poster boy for the switching defenses that everybody wants to play, because he can guard multiple positions. So, you know, more than anything, the Magic really just need him to have a long stretch of injury-free basketball, and you know, get his legs back under him, get his conditioning right, and not worried about being injured, and just worry about playing the game. And you know, I think if he can go injury-free for a long stretch, I really think we're going to see, you know, huge signs of how good this kid can be.
JD, there's no question about it. This wasn't how Jonathan Isaac wanted his rookie season to go. It's not how the Magic wanted his rookie season to go, but just how has his morale been through this entire process? You know, it was a week ago that they finally got him back, and then another injury set him down for another week. His resiliency through this, at least from what I've seen, has been really impressive.
I tell you what, Aaron, he is an impressive kid. He's, you know, to think that he's 20 years old, if you talk to him and have a conversation with him, I mean, you would think he's 30 years old. You would think he's 30 years old with two kids and a mortgage or something. I mean, he's so mature. He's incredibly faith-based. He puts a lot of stock in his faith. He gets a lot of help from the people at his church. One of his pastors the other day noticed that he was down and frustrated, and he grabbed him up and took him to a Cirque du Soleil show. And he said that just, you know, perked him up and got him the right perspective again. So, you know, he's incredibly smart. He's comfortable in his own skin. You know, I really think that the kid has everything there. He just needs a stretch of health. He needs to, you know, get knocked around and be out there and just think about basketball and not think about his ankle hurting and that sort of thing. And, you know, we all saw it in those first 12 games when he was on the floor. The Magic had the sixth best defense in the league as far as defensive efficiency. You know, with him out, they've been a bottom five defensive efficiency. So he is a difference maker, even though, you know, he's skinny as a rail. He makes a difference because people are looking for him when they drive to the rim.
Right now, talking with John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. You can check out his stuff. You can also follow him on Twitter. He provides a lot of good content. And All right, JD, you kind of teased it early on, and you kind of got us a little bit excited about what you said, but what is the status of Aaron Gordon? I know heading into last night's game, he was listed as a game-time decision, but it does sound like that he went through practice today.
Yeah, you know, the calf strain is one of those things where you think it feels fine, and it feels fine for a few minutes, and then when it tightens up on you, you're in a lot of pain. So, you know, that's kind of what held him back yesterday. He went through the whole session today. You know, he stayed after. He said he was going to do a second weightlifting session. He was going through a second shooting session. He was sprinting the Amway Center court as I left. So Aaron's dying to get back. You know, this is really bothering him being out. You know, he gets over the concussion and then this happens. So, you know, if I would say odds are better than not that he will play tomorrow night. I mean, Aaron really wants to get back. And, you know, watching him sprint earlier, watching him, you know, go through a second session, I really think that all signs are pointing to him potentially being back. You know, now all that could be out the window if he wakes up in the morning and he's in a lot of pain. But I really think all signs are pointing towards him playing tomorrow night.
All right, I'm going to say that if people call into the show tomorrow and they're like, why isn't Aaron Gordon playing? I'm just going to be like, hey, you know what? Blame John Denton. He was the one that came on here yesterday and said that he was going to play. So.
Yeah. Blame me. I'll take all the grief.
JD, if he is back tomorrow, we kind of saw this with Jonathan Isaac where he was on a minutes restriction. Do you get the feeling that they might try and monitor his minutes if he is back indeed tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, you have to watch it with calf strains like this because you're fine as long as you're playing, but then when you come out, that's when it gets bad. So I would expect, you know, if Aaron comes out, he's probably going to sit on the stationary bike and try to stay warm because the worst thing that can happen is when you shut it down and then try to fire the engine again. That's when those calf strains sneak up on you. And, you know, so I really think they're going to probably try to play him in, you know, 2 to 3 long stretches, you know, rather than maybe pull him in and out. You want to keep him on the floor for 6-8 minutes, you know, five, six, 8 minutes or so. And then when you sit him down, you're probably going to wait until maybe the second half to play him again because you want him to get fully loosened up again and not re-injure that calf strain.
See, this is why we bring John Denton on, for this type of information. I never would have known anything about calf strains, JD. I know absolutely nothing about those things. But what I do know...
Trust me, Aaron, when you get on the other side of 30, your calves just become brittle.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I used to wonder, watching the NBA, you'd always notice it was like Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, Tyrone Hill, you know, all these guys, and I was like, I'm putting it together, all of them were on the wrong side of 30. Now, Aaron is a long way from 30, but Aaron Gordon's a long way from 30. But, you know, his was just kind of a freak thing. He had missed a couple of games, but, you know, a lot of times these athletes, a lot of times when you see calf strains or back spasms, it's a guy who's on the wrong side of 30. That's well, not the case with Aaron Gordon.
Well, just to build off that, I'm a long way from 32, JD, so let's remember that. okay, one last thing on last night's game before we head into tomorrow night's game against Detroit. You know, Bismack Biyombo, with Nick Vucevic out, he's going to start getting starters minutes, and I think a lot of people thought that when the Magic signed him, these were minutes that he was initially going to get. I thought overall you got good production from Mo Spates, but you probably need more from the center position if this team is going to start to turn things around once they're back whole and healthy, right?
Yeah, you know, Biz is going to rebound the ball. He did that last night. He had 12 rebounds. Hey, he blocked 5 shots. He even swatted Hassan Whiteside's shot. That was impressive. He's giving you those things. But on the offensive end, it boils down to as easy as this. He's got to catch the ball. You know, a lot of times the Magic draw up plays. Frank Vogel had a beautiful lob play the other night out of a timeout. Threw it right to Biz and went through his hands. You know, he's got to catch the ball. He's got to finish those plays when they run a play and they get him open and it's a wide open dunk and it can't go through his hands. So, you know, they need Biz to clean up the glass. They need him to finish around the rim and catch the ball on situations like that where they work hard to get him free. You know, they're not looking for 12 to 14 points out of him. They're not looking for jumpers the way they got from Vooch. But, you know, when they get him open, when he gets a loose ball, when he gets a rebound, catch the ball and finish it. That's what they're needing the most out of Bismack Biyombo now.
I like the sound of it. And, of course, an old friend comes calling tomorrow night when Detroit comes to town. Not only is it Stan, but it's also Tobias Harris. Give us a little rundown on what fans can expect to see tomorrow night at the Amway Center with the Pistons in town.
I tell you what, I'm so happy to see Tobias have the success he's having because, you know, you talk about there's not a better guy in this league as far as character and work ethic, and Tobias is about all the right things, and you knew he was going to keep getting better. there were always little flaws in his game because he wasn't a great shooter. He's shooting the three really well this year. It's not his number one role as far as shooting the three, but when teams sag off of him now, he can make that shot. You know, when he was in Orlando, he really struggled with that shot, the same way Victor Oladipo struggled with that three-point shot. And, you know, if those guys shot the three the way they are shooting it now, they'd still be in Orlando. So, but, you know, give Tobias credit. He's done the work. He's become a complete player. And he's really, you know, Detroit's one of the surprise teams in the league this year. They've really bounced back from a bad year last year, and much of the credit has to go to Tobias for the way he's playing.
Well, looking forward to it. It should be a fun night at the AC. Magic just have two games left at home in the calendar year 2017. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But, JD, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us. We really appreciate it, man.
My pleasure, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Will do. That was John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. Hey, go to your browser, type in OrlandoMagic.com, read some of his stuff. He does a great job. Just a reminder, Magic fans, your only chance to see two top opponents when they visit Orlando. First, see the Magic take on James Harden and those pesky Houston Rockets on Wednesday, January 3rd. Then catch LBJ and the Cavs on Saturday, January 6th. Tickets are available now at OrlandoMagic.com. Big games are pure magic. We'll be back in just a matter of moments here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
It's important, you know, we're hoping to get some, get our feet on, you know, back on solid ground, you know, but it's going to be a scratch and claw type of situation with all the guys we have out, and, you know, we just got to understand it's a long season, and, you know, all these games right now that we're playing this time of year matter in terms of our fight and, you know, our pursuit of trying to earn a playoff berth.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along on, I think it's Tuesday. You know, when you get to the holidays and you get around Christmas and the New Year's time, I think everybody forgets exactly what day of the week it is. I'm like 90% sure it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, so I was wrong earlier.
Yeah, you were wrong. The Magic playing on a Thursday, Saturday the rest of the week.
That never happens.
It's a little different.
When was the last time this team played on a Thursday? Magic fall last night 107-89 at the hands of the Miami Heat. Those two teams will close out the 2017 calendar year on Saturday at the Amway Center. How about this? Magic had won the last four meetings against the Miami Heat prior to last night. They will close it out, and the Magic will try and make it a nice 5-1 campaign this season against the Miami Heat. And by season, I mean calendar year. Okay, we got about a minute and a half left, but Sam, I know you are a uniform expert, and you really get into the uniform watch. The Magic unveiled their new city jerseys, which have a space theme. The rest of the association unveiled their jerseys as well by Nike. Who were some of the winners you thought of their city jerseys, and who were some of the losers?
Yeah, we went through all of them. You and I both liked the Golden State ones, which were inspired by the Chinatown history in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I also liked Philadelphia was probably my favorite one. I really liked the script on there. Kind of looks like that Christmas Day script that they use for some of the Christmas games, and they're going to do that for their city edition.
What'd you think of LA's as well as Brooklyn's? Those were two of my favorites.
Yeah, so the Los Angeles Lakers, they had the Black Mamba print. Those looked really good. Brooklyn's, is that what you said?
Yeah,
they kind of looked simple. I really like the simple black and white look with that arcing Brooklyn Nets on it. Utah. Really nice, really nice. Just a nice little color palette going from orange all the way down to yellow, kind of like the geographic regional history there. I liked it, but the Magic, of course, they're going to go with the Galaxy theme.
It's a little bit interesting. You know, it's not the first time an Orlando team has gone with a space theme, but I liked it. I thought it was unique, and it had a nice homage to NASA a little bit, which
was interesting. Yeah, and UCF, not too long ago, it may have been this year, one of their alternates had the stars, kind of the space theme on the helmets, and I know all of the Knights fans around here loved that, so maybe picking up a jersey, go to a Magic game, go to a Knights game, and it's kind of the same.
If you need a full rundown on all NBA uniforms, go hit up Sam on Twitter. He'll give it to you. He'll also give you his favorite color palettes as well. Okay, that does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we're back tomorrow, Dante is back in his seat. Just a few more shows left of 2017. Magic are in action tomorrow. That begins at 7 o'clock as they welcome in the Detroit Pistons. Same time, same dial tomorrow. Hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas and hope everybody has a happy new year.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, secure your tickets for the 2017-18 season now with the Fast Break Season Pass. For only $299, you can see every Orlando Magic home game at the Amway Center.
Here's a steal by Isaac, throws it ahead. He's got Mack running the floor. He'll lay it up and in.
Catch every buzzer beater and pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.